Transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming voters in New Hampshire are facing difficulties ahead of this year's election. Many deal with misgendering at the polls, and they say this can make voting very stressful. And without formal training for election officials, many transgender folks say their needs continue to go unmet. NHPR's Tot Bellamy Walker has more.
Ty is a Black non-binary person from Manchester who's been active in politics ever since they were a high schooler, volunteering on the Bernie Sanders campaign and voting for the first time in 2016. These days, Ty spends a lot of time thinking about the upcoming election.
Honestly, my biggest concern is just the results. Like, I spend a lot of time, like, listening and researching politics, so I'm really politically motivated.
Ty uses he, him, and they, them pronouns. NHPR is using only Ty's first name because they are concerned that publicly outing themselves to strangers could put their safety at risk. As Ty gets ready to vote again in this year's presidential election, they are also bracing for some discomfort at the polling place. That's because their legal name on the voter checklist is their birth name, what many transgender people refer to as their dead name, which they no longer use.
I guess when, like, I go to the poll and I get, like, my ballot and they hand it to me because to them I am my dead name, it feels to me like I'm almost like an imposter because, like, that's not, like, the name on the ballot isn't, like, me, you know, or at least, like, how I view myself.
Questions of identity are central to the voting process. By law, voters are asked to prove who they say they are when they register and before casting a ballot. And that could bring up a lot of complicated or even painful feelings for people whose legal name or gender markers on their ID documents don't reflect their true identity. Even if they've never been denied the right to vote, some trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming voters say their experience at the polling place hasn't always been positive. Some say they've been challenged on their ID documents or outed by information in the voter file.
You go there and you're trying to make a difference. You're trying to vote for your own right, your own safety, your own happiness.
Michael Markin of Dover says it can be especially tough for voters like him, who are made to feel that their very existence is political.
And when you get there, they're automatically going to misgender you, use the wrong name, use the wrong pronouns.
In most cases, the people who stand between Ty, Michael, and the ballot box are local volunteer poll workers. Election officials across the state say they strive to treat all voters equally, but they also said they haven't received any special training on the nuances of the needs of this community of voters. In the absence of formal training from state or local election offices, the New Hampshire branch of the ACLU has stepped in. Polona Belkin, who works on trans issues for the ACLU, says issues like these can keep trans people from the polls.
With trans folks, when you show up to the poll, you're maybe being reminded of a name that you don't want to use. You may have one of these neighbors of yours, you know, well-intentioned person who just happens to use a lot of gendered terms, ma'am, mister, sir. And for some people, I think that that's enough to not show up at the polls.
The Attorney General's office says any voter should feel welcome at the polls and can contact them with any questions or concerns about being able to vote, regardless of their gender identity. And despite this discomfort, voters like Ty, who we met at the beginning of the story, say they are feeling more motivated than ever to make their voices heard.
Like, it still sucks and it still hurts, but, like, I feel that it's kind of a necessary evil of, like, being able to do what I can, you know, like, do my part.
And for Ty's next birthday, which is a month after the election, Ty's mother is paying to help them legally change their name. So they hope by the next election cycle, the process will be less painful. Tot Bellamy Walker, NHPR.